everybody. Welcome to another MoGraph podcast. I'm your host, Matt Milstead. And look who's back. It's Dave.
Do it, lady.
Oh, my gosh. Do it, lady. It's your birthday. On your birthday.
Yeah. All right. Back to it, then.
Yeah.
I'll take the sunglasses off now. I don't need that the whole time.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Super excited to have Dave back. We're going to talk some Camp MoGraph stuff as well as like a bunch of stuff that he's been up to. And meanwhile, he secretly judges me on the way that I run the show right now. He's going to be all like, right. What?
It's all right. We all have our issues. I'm currently adjusting my IFB because it's stuck on something. So that's fun.
I don't know what an IFB is.
Interruptible foldback device, feedback device.
Oh, interesting.
All there right. we go.
It's really expensive on it with earphones.
No, they weren't. No, I went with the cheap.
Just the AirPods.
I just don't like wearing gigantic headphones on podcasts.
Yeah,
so.
I get that. Or the ones with like the giant space on your head.
Yeah, these do that. These are really nice. These are my. I have headphones for everything.
Yeah.
Just so you know, these are the open back Sonys.
Ah.
They're pretty penny, but they're very, very good for doing music and stuff. So
yeah.
That's what I use them for, and Call of Duty, so I can hear the footsteps coming to kill me.
I have hopped on Discord when you guys are playing Call of Duty a few times, and it is it's chaos in there.
Oh yeah, it's chaos. You can't have when someone comes in, they try and have like a conversation. You're like, okay,
yeah,
everybody starts losing.
A few times, I'm like, all right, I'll be back, and then don't come back because it's just so much chaos.
You're always like, I'll be back, and you like immediately leave, and I'm like, he's not gonna be back. He's not coming back. Yeah,
that's funny. So, good to have you back.
A lot going on.
Yeah,
lots been going on. I got back from vacation last week and trying to get back to work and trying to get back to camp planning. Of course, the whole family got COVID on vacation, so that's fun.
I heard about that. That's awful.
You know, nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait, where's my bell? I haven't hit that in a long time. I didn't even know where it was. I was like, do I still have it?
That's funny. I still have it. Yeah. I don't think I've hit the bell even once since you and I stopped doing the podcast together.
You got to bring it back. Yeah.
Right.
So I've been feeling weird, man. I got kind of that long COVID thing going
that
on.
That
sucks. Been cloudy. I hate that.
I haven't had it for a couple of years. Not since like Vegas real bad, you know, like the one where all of us got it from Vegas. Yeah.
That's the last time I had it.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Here's hoping. But
it wasn't
fun. Get it out of the way before Camp MoGraph, right?
That's what we said, yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the kids didn't get it, but the rest of our family got it. And like my mom got it for the first time. It's the first time she's like left the house since COVID, basically, and she gets COVID, of course. You know, so yeah, a lot's been going on. I've got copious notes as usual.
Yeah, I don't have anything prepared. I'm just gonna rely on you to do everything. So you tell me where to drive, and I will drive.
Yeah. We'll go through it and then we'll do After Dark a little bit. We'll switch it up, change the lighting. We'll get real big into AI and things.
All of it in an hour, in 1 hour.
All in an hour.
Yeah.
Actually, 57 minutes. So here we go.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
You want to start with some Camp MoGraph stuff, or did you have something else you wanted?
I do, but I was just going to in general say, where I've been, I kind of just disappeared off the show. Not a lot really. It's just a lot was going on last year, the years leading up to it. 2025 has been rough. There's been huge changes like in every aspect. I've just been trying to simplify life, trying to simplify finances, trying to simplify tasks and daily everything, and sit down every day. It's like, what do I have to do today? Which is number one. I've said it before, how do I make money?
Yeah.
What is going to make money today? Start with that, So, been doing that, trying to simplify, in the last couple of years, I lost my dad. That was a tough year. It was a very long, drawn out thing. And then within 5 months, lost my grandmother, who was also like a parent to me, lived with me my whole life. Then I had a stroke and hemorrhage and seizure all at the same time last summer, which that was a huge thing to get through because you know, it's not just the recovery, it's the medicine you have to be on and everything.
That medicine,
just my world is cloudy.
Awful. It's so bad.
You took it, right?
I had real bad migraines. I've always lived with real bad migraines. You know, I finally found out it was just allergies. I just needed to take an allergy pill whenever it happened. But at one point, you know, I had migraine. I was getting migraines every day. I went to the doctor and he prescribed me this. It's like an anti-seizure medicine, you know?
Yeah, Keppra.
And yeah. It just fogs your brain. Like, and I
makes
was on it
angry.
For months and months and months. And I could not like think clearly. It was always just brain fog all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was awful. I mean, I didn't get off of that until like the end of last year.
Yeah.
And so, you know, even through camp, it was just so hard to even concentrate mm-hmm. and do stuff and concentrate on work and all of that stuff. And so, you know, we got down to the end and, you know, you and Mark both left camp to concentrate on your business.
Yeah.
And it's like, I also need to concentrate on my business, yeah. which I'm trying to do simultaneously and do camp. But,
yeah.
you know, we just wanted to keep it going. And it's also Julie's only job
yeah.
right now. So I'm like, you know, we're going to try and keep it going. And, you know, so the restructure took a long time. I mean, you yeah. know, the paperwork and
yeah.
all the things you have to do for something like that, just for a small,
yeah.
small business is
yeah.
so much work and so much money and so much, just so much paperwork. And so we went, you know, we got through all of that. And in the meantime, I was fighting with my biggest client.
That's and, right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because they went through structural changes and
yeah.
changes of ownership, and they had no idea what was going on prior.
Yeah.
And to the point where they owed me $45,000, and they told me they didn't owe me $45,000, even though we had already done the work and I had paid people to do the work. And let me
yeah.
just tell you, you can have the best contract in the world, but unless you want to spend a bunch of money to fight it.
Yeah.
So we ended up settling. It was the lawyers versus me and ChatGPT. And
yeah.
I kept pushing and, you know, got some money, but not
yeah.
the whole thing. And it sucks because they burnt bridges and I lost my biggest client in the process, you know.
Yeah.
And it sucks. So I've been, you know, doing some other projects. I'll talk about that later, you know. But when you lose your biggest client, it sucks because then, you know.
Yeah.
For years, I've been trying to find other clients, but when you
but
have a whale.
But you've been so busy with that company,
right.
you know, working for
right.
that company doing it. It's like you can't branch out too much. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So all that going on, you know, and, you know, we also did the Maxon live streams and Maxon doesn't stream anymore.
Yeah.
You know, so that was gone too. That was my, you know, third biggest client.
Yeah.
You know, so it, you know, so that and camp and everything, it was just like, you know, doing a stream once a week, can't do it.
Yeah.
I need my 5 days of work a week or
yeah.
more, you know, right now. And, you know, when you do a show, it kind of takes a lot out of your day, you
it
know?
It does. Yeah. You know, so. My weekends, you know, your weekends are kind of filled up with some of the MoGraph prep stuff that you need to do for
yeah.
the, you know, the nice thing about the new format for the show, it's only an hour, you know, so it's
yeah.
like, there's a lot less prep, you know, it's like with some of the people you have on that, you know, you don't need to prep for, like,
it's
I didn't prep
yeah.
for this at all, you know, it's
yeah.
like, we just
yeah,
hop on and
I
we shoot the shit
space.
For an hour, you know,
yeah.
that's easy. But some of the ones that you yeah. may be a little bit like, oh, okay, I don't know what this is going to be or they're new. You know, you got to prep a couple of things, just some talking points and stuff. But yeah, the 1 hour. But
yeah,
it's like you got to spend a bunch of time, you know, doing the socials and stuff like that, all in hopes that someone uses your website and gets on and like
yeah.
participates.
Yeah. And so I'm enjoying just doing like, you know, random streaming of stupid stuff like video games, because
yeah.
you can just hop on and just do whatever. And if only two people watch, only two people watch. You're still playing games,
yeah.
blowing off some steam, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've been spending 2025 putting my head down, you know, and just getting the work done as much as possible. And it's just like a mountain of work that
yeah.
just never goes away. And So, yeah. So one of those big things right now is camp, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I'll promote that a little bit. You
yeah.
know, we had a lot of people after the sale say, oh, my God, I missed the sale. I couldn't get a ticket.
Yeah.
And it's like, OK, well, a lot of people thought that because we didn't sell out. You
yeah.
know, selling out is like not a thing that most people deal with, right? Like, a lot of these other events and stuff don't necessarily sell out in 30 seconds. And so when you go from selling out to not selling out, you kind of, I have failed, you know, I'm a failure because it's not popular. But in reality, you still sold a bunch of tickets. Yeah. You know, it's like most people have to begin selling tickets on ticket sale day, not end the ticket sales on ticket sale day.
Yeah.
You know, so the ticket sales are still open. You can still get a ticket. You know, we heard, you know, oh, I missed the sale. I didn't know about the sale. Mm-hmm. Of course, people are worried about the economy and AI taking their jobs. And so people are reluctant. People from other countries saying, I don't want to come because I'm concerned I'm going to get stuck in customs and ICE is going to detain me or something. Yeah. And these are real concerns. And on top of that, then we, you know, expenses are up.
Yeah.
You know. You know, with concerns on tariffs and economy and then people not buy and the whole thing. And even, even potential sponsors were difficult because everybody is feeling that crunch right now. Yeah. Right. So all of it has been so hard. But we are fortunate that we still do have a group of dedicated sponsors. We got Otoy and Maxon doing their Village sponsorship again. Mm-hmm. Grayscale Gorilla and Vernon Roberts is here for the first time sponsoring, which is awesome. They're integration sponsors. So Grayscale Gorilla is a shuttle sponsor. Nice. Vernon Roberts is the bar sponsor. So we're going to do Vernon's Bar and Grill. And I told him I wanted him to do a sign that kind of looks like Uncle Julio's, but it's like Vernon.
Oh,
you know, I don't know. I don't remember the final thing he came up with, but he came up with a Vernon's Bar and Grill. So we'll have that out there. The drinks are great. I'll get into all that in a second. Also, sponsoring is Motion Plus Design, Stash, and Nodefest, and Joel Pilger, who is also speaking at the event, but he's also going to be heading up the Beer Pong Championship this year.
Fun.
We will have a trophy, so get ready to do the beer pong. So
that's exciting.
We can go through a little bit. If you go to the top, you go to the lineup. You can check out the lineup. We are back in Virginia Beach, which is a big favorite, and we're going for this. This is like, and you're going to be there.
I will be there. So
I need you to get your ticket, by the way.
Oh yeah, okay, I will. Mograph is sponsoring Half Res for for those who are going to Half Res. So me and Matthias are flying to Chicago like that Friday to go to Half Res, and then immediately flying the next morning to Virginia Beach to be at camp for the next couple days. So
yeah, and I feel so bad about the timing on that because. Like last year, it was fine because people could go. We were in the same city. This year, we had booked it. And when we were transitioning through all of that stuff, we already had it booked since like October, you know. And in like February or March, Chris was like, oh, by the way, this is when Half Res is. I'm like, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
We have an issue. And so we are really going to try and not do that. We may move the camp day because we've always had camp on the same weekend.
Yeah.
You know, and so we might move things around because it also always conflicts with Amsterdam.
IBC,
IBC, my favorite root beer. So, you know, so we're working on that a little bit. But the theme, it's back to the beach because we're going back to Virginia. And it's think like early 2000s Hollister, shell necklaces, all
Puka
of that.
Shell, nice, yeah.
Yes, yes, it's going to be awesome. Where you got some t-shirts that are kind of like, you know, like distressed t-shirts and stuff. And so that's going to be a lot of fun. Jen is putting together a thing where you can submit your old photos of in the 2000s for those who were alive then. And, you know, there's a picture of me in a Hollister shirt with frosted tips sitting on my on my Mac next to Julie in her old apartment years ago. And so you're going to submit that. We've got some other things going on kind of behind the scenes. We'll send out in the newsletter as well. Like you can get we're going to do like a yearbook kind of thing that Cons is heading up. So that'll be fun. And we are also actually real quick, go to the store and then we'll come back to this page. If you go to the store, we are changing things up because there are people who have been coming for, you know, they've been to five or six of these and they have five or six black hoodies.
Yeah.
And we did a vote in Discord and we're like, look, do you really want another black hoodie, or do you want us to get some different swag? You can still get it. So I've pre-purchased all of these different things just to make sure they're QC'd. The hoodie, we had to go through a couple iterations of the hoodie so it didn't look pink, but it's great. It's great quality. You've got the two different types of tank tops. We brought back the classic zippered hoodie that everybody loves.
Yeah.
We did a hat, which I love the hat. It's kind of a distressed hat. And then we brought these, and I did two different versions of these. You know, I love my beanies.
Yeah, you do.
We've got the navy, and we went with the red. So you can't kind of have like the opposite colors.
The red looks really nice.
Yes, yes. And if you get somebody to come with you to camp, and you sign up, and you put their name in, like if you get them to also buy a ticket, it's a Beanie Buddy program. You'll both get a beanie. So, so just a few days left. You only have till Friday.
Yeah, that's important. I'll make sure I edit the show tonight and post it.
Yes.
So yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
But yeah, go back to the lineup. I'll talk about what we're doing. We know that some people, you couldn't go to every class. Last year we had a lot of classes, so we scaled back the classes a little bit. So that you can go to every class.
Cool.
Ryan Summers is doing kind of a comic frames class, but he's mixing it kind of with a purpose, you know, like what you're going to, you know, what are your goals, you know, and you're mixing it with that. So you're going to learn how to properly fold a zine like three times at this camp. And you're going to start with, when you come in the door, with cons. And you're going to do that to make your comic book. And then you're going to do that with Anka too, because she's doing these little mini zines. I know I'm skipping around all over the place. She's under Luis there. She is an excellent painter, and she's going to have a whole class with that. And so you're making a mini book in 1 hour. Luis is doing his embroidery workshop. You know, if you've been following him online, he's been doing
that's
a lot
exciting.
Of embroidery. Yeah, so that's cool. Scroll down a little more. We got Byron. Byron is doing something pretty cool. He's got he's kind of mixing AI in with doing characters in Play-Doh. It's kind of a cool thing for hands-on. Know
when we had
loves...
him on a couple weeks ago, he kind of teased what he was doing, which was cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
People really love the hands-on stuff.
Yeah.
And so we're gonna do, or he's gonna do like the characters, and then I don't know, I haven't had my meeting with him yet to really go through all the details, turning that into like AI stuff.
Yeah.
And then Laura and Brian are doing a workshop that's kind of like this analog glitchy type thing where you're using like you're projecting stuff through fog, and you're using analog cameras and TVs, and we're gonna record it all like to VHS, and then when we're doing the VJ DJ stuff at night, we're gonna like use some of that glitch art and stuff, you
That's
know,
awesome.
At night. So that'll be kind of fun.
Remember when we went to UTD and they had an entire department of people that were like, that was like a workshop or a class that people could take. Was doing all these weird avant-garde experimental stuff. Remember when we were up there? I don't know. And I said to myself, I was like, oh man, that's the type of crap I want to do the rest of my life.
Yeah. That was really cool. And so it's kind of like that. So that'll be fun. God, I hate the formatting of this page. It looks different on every screen. I got to fix that for next year. Okay. And so Fireside Chats, the first night actually is going to be Maren Hayes from Dash. You know, we know people wanted to do more hands-on, but people do like the producing stuff, but we felt like, okay, we don't want to do a million producing classes where you're sitting in the grass talking about producing. We feel like a lot of that has gone on the last couple of years. We do want to talk shop a bit, but we wanted to keep some of those talks more like at the campfire rather than in the classes, right?
So
she's going to be great. She's going to be the first night, and then Balake, Lake Catherine, she's going to be talking about her creative journey. That's going to be interesting to hear, like, you know, I mean, you've got her art through the NFT phase, through the AI phase. It's like, what in the world, you know?
Yeah.
And so she's going to be talking about that. And then the last night, we're going to have Joel Pilger. I don't want to give away what's going to happen there, but Ryan Summers is going to join in.
Cool.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun.
Yeah. That's exciting. I love Joel.
Yeah.
Joel's great.
Yeah. He's been a great advocate for us this year, really helping us push, you know, he's such a great guy. I don't know.
Yeah.
I have no idea how he gets so much done and travels so much.
I know
what I mean? So, yeah. Oh, well, thanks. See, I'm looking younger.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah. Well, I have lost 55 pounds since I was on the show last time. So, you know, it helps.
A little less stress in your life because of so all the weight was from the show. I see. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I was telling Matt before the show that my camera overheats sometimes, and it's because I don't run my air as much. So my camera overheats because I'm not as fat, which is interesting.
That's nice.
Yeah, it could be 80 degrees in here. I might have to turn it on in a minute, though. It's kind of warm with my backlight on. Tickets. I mean, tickets are on sale. Get your tickets. I believe there may be one private cabin, maybe two left. I can't remember. I kind of promised one to somebody. I don't remember how many are left. There could be more than that. I don't know. But let's see. Yeah, so tenting is not available anymore, but there are community cabin tickets available and, you know, a few the private cabins. So,
yeah,
you know, check that out. I'm trying to think anything else. There's going to be activities. I mean, if you've listened to the show, if you've been to camp, you know exactly what's at camp. But, you know, if you're on the fence, you know, we've got a lot of videos online, a lot of testimonials right now.
Yeah.
Go check them out. Nick Campbell had just so many great things to say. It was so great of him to come on and do that, you know.
Yeah.
You can see there's like a million promos here, you know, for the people who are attending and who have attended and who are presenting. So it's great. So Julie says she thinks there's only two private left.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. And I promised one to somebody, but they better grab it. Looking at you, Patrick Forty.
I just want to give a big shout out to.
Yes.
What was it? They won. What did they win?
It was the what was the name of the go to Elastic's website and you can see it. It has the name of the dingus on there.
The dingus.
Or Elastic's Instagram page will
show. Boy.
I can't remember the name of the award that the sequence got, but I mean this was just incredible. So many great people worked on it. I was just talking to a friend yesterday. He's like, "Hey, have you heard of Elastic?" I'm like, "Yes, I have heard of Elastic." It was
there you go.
AICP. Yes.
Oh, was there another one?
Well, there was another one too, and as well. But just amazing. Like, I'm so grateful that they did that. I mean, that's like epic, the highest level of quality. You couldn't ask for anything better than that promo. I mean, just absolutely insane.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen that, I mean, we broke it down in the show last year.
Yeah.
As well, but
yeah.
But yeah, it's just
cool.
So good.
So bunch
yeah,
of
I mean,
good
that's,
presenters,
that's
bunch of good
I
people,
have, yeah.
And then this.
Yeah. I'm bringing the puppets back, man.
Yeah.
You might see a couple more promos. I'm not going to use them that much, except for maybe the return of the scavenger hunt, which I am not
Ooh.
In charge of, but I will possibly be producing, you know, a couple short videos.
Okay, cool.
You know? Yeah, thank you, Jen. Merit Award at the ADC 104th Annual Awards.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Yeah.
Are we doing karaoke again this year?
Yep,
nice.
We'll be karaoke. Travis and Maria head that up. There will be the band corner
awesome.
Again as well.
Very cool.
So that'll be cool.
Awesome. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm excited to go. I'm excited to go as a camper, you know, like,
yeah,
not
yeah.
just, not just like, and having a lot less responsibility and being able to actually just like hang out and chill and not stress. Last year was very stressful. I mean, like
I
loved the location. I loved the camp of Chicago. Some of the staff was a little rough at times, you know.
To say the least.
Yeah,
and that's why it's
least.
So great going back to this one, because the
staff
is so
the staff
good
was
at this
incredible
place.
There.
And the layout
yeah.
of this place is the best layout, too.
Yeah, it's super nice because especially if people are partying at the front, you know, and you're like all the cabins and stuff are so separated that like it won't be an issue, you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
The are y'all getting some golf carts again this year?
Oh yes. Nice. Yes. Yeah. We will have that. Scott is in charge of golf carts and nice. Maintaining them, making sure they're charged. That's one thing we forgot about it. Yeah. Oh yeah, we have to charge these. So Scott's going to be in charge of that. We have a staff meeting coming up next week, a volunteer meeting the week after, and then shortly after that, we are going to have a town hall. It's a camper town hall where if you're coming to camp, you can sit down, especially for first timers, you know, hop on with us, ask questions. What should I bring? Plus, you get to meet everybody, right? You get to see some faces, and that way when you're getting picked up at the bus, you know, you'll be like, oh, I recognize that person from the Zoom meeting. Okay, I need to go where they're going, you know, just in case you're trying to find people for the first time. So you'll kind of be used to it. You'll know what to expect going into it. So if you sign up, you start getting a series of emails that'll kind of walk you through that.
That's cool.
You know, so that's why I need to get you in there. You know, you got to get the emails, you know, and all of that. And you get a shuttle and all of that stuff too.
You're doing shuttles this year, man. That's awesome.
That was the bane of my existence.
Yeah. The first time, for those who don't know, the first time we went to Virginia Beach, we basically like rented six vans and just kept driving people all day. It was so bad. And you know, it's a 3-hour round trip for someone who's coming from camp to the airport and back. So, yeah, that was pretty.
So that's the thing. Make sure that if you're coming and you haven't been getting the emails, you've been getting them, you just been missing them or not opening them. You got to get in the camper portal and you got to give us your info. We're going to have a cutoff for the shuttle, you know, and if you haven't bought your flight, make sure that you try and get an earlier flight because it is kind of a trek. And if you are on the last shuttle that day, you're going to miss dinner and you're going to miss some. You're going to get in like 8 o'clock at night. And
you know,
so not that we don't have a little bit of late night snacks and food, but like, you know, you're going to kind of miss part of the first night if you don't get there early. It's a little bit takes a little bit of time getting there.
For sure.
But yeah, I mean, that's about it. You know, that's all I have for camp.
So ticket sales end
Friday, August 1st.
Yeah. So make sure and pick one of those up, you know, join us in the Discord. The Discord is great. Like, I really love the camp Discord. We do last year we started a book club, and our book club, we meet once a month. You know, this year we're reading a Agatha Christie book, and our meeting is tonight, which is a lot of fun. It's so much fun just being able to chill and talk to people, and it's like making lifelong friends at camp. You know? What else have you been up to?
Yeah, let's switch into project mode. I can go into After Dark mode, you know. Dave After Dark. Here we go.
Dave After Dark.
All right.
I can't. After Dark. I don't have a Switch.
That is very red, though. Yeah, should I less? I'll lessen it up. Add a little green. Add a little, you know.
Pull the red green. Slider down. Yeah. There you go.
Oh, there we go. Yeah. Oh, too much. All right. So.
You see my gobo that I bought? See my gobo?
Oh, yeah. That's nice.
I got advertised. TikTok shop? Yeah. Oh, yeah. TikTok shop. I got advertised it, and I was like, oh, you know what? I could buy that and then custom 3D print the MoGraph logo and have it projected on the wall. But, you know, my 3D printer's sitting beside me, not being used, not even plugged in. It hasn't been used since Denver camp.
I've gotten back into it. I've been trying to make things that, like, come off the printer articulated and, like, you know, like little fidget thing with, like, I don't know if you can see the inner workings of that or not, but... and just fidget toys, articulated things. I don't have them over here, but, you know, like that come off the printer and they're just already attached. It's crazy how that works. Made some pretty fun stuff with that. And with the printer, I've got the X1 Carbon here and I've got the app. So you literally just use your phone, find something you want and hit print.
That's
and then
nice.
You can see it on
Is
the
it
camera.
Auto leveling?
Oh, yeah.
Man,
oh,
see, that's the number All one that. Thing that I hate about my... Ender 3 is that I have to physically level it every single time. I feel like if I didn't have to do that, I would be so much more inclined to actually 3D print stuff.
And the plate is the best because it's magnetic and it comes right off. And it is the best non-stick. I mean, you just go like this and you flex it, and then you just pull the thing right off. And
I had a really hard time with some of the flexible ones. I bought I couldn't get it to adhere correctly, you know? And then I bought a glass plate, and it worked really well.
Yeah, glass is good. This is
except you can't bend it. You know.
Yeah. This is called I think it's called the pie plate.
Okay.
I think. PEI. Yeah, P-E-I. It's the bamboo textured PEI plate. And man, it's kind of like Teflon or something, you know, and it's magnetic, so it sticks right back on
once you put
it in. And man, it is so good. And then I have
screws. Okay.
Oh. All right, I'll fix that later. So it's also got the AMS feeder on it too, so I can do, you know, I can have it do four colors.
That's super nice.
Yeah, which that takes a while because it's got to switch back and forth.
Yeah, it's got to get rid of all the poop first, right? In between.
I didn't know. I thought the poop chute had a little container in the back.
Uh-huh, it doesn't.
It doesn't. And I was like, when do I have to empty this? And I go look, and the floor behind my shelf is covered in poop.
That's hilarious. Yeah. That's so
There's
funny.
So much poop. But anyway, okay, I know we only got 30 minutes left, so I'll dig into these notes here. So finally did a new website for Nexus. Yeah. I don't think it had been updated in 6 years or so.
It had been a long time. It hadn't been updated since you and I were working together, which was a long time, you know.
2017, I think, may have been the last time it was updated.
Yeah.
18-ish. And so, you know, kind of redid it. And, you know, the problem with the website is you don't know if anybody's really going to even look at it, but you have to have something there, and you want to have a place to like go link back to for case studies and things. I've got the little AI bot, you know, you can ask.
Yeah, talk to me
questions.
About the AI bot. What, like, you were telling me about it.
Yeah, you can put in spreadsheets and info, and you can, you know, tell it what to, you know, if it gets too out of hand and it doesn't know what to tell them, it says, all right, well, we're getting a little complicated. Let's, you know, let's set up a time
that's
for a meeting, or could do a quote or something like that. So if you go to case studies, you can see there's a bunch of stuff on here. We're not going to go through all this or whatever, but, you know, you can see a lot of these going back. I'm going back through some of the old stuff too, because, like, you know, you might post something old, like see the one with the concert visuals there, like that's old.
Yeah.
You know, like that stuff. You know, it's old, but it's new to somebody, right?
Yeah.
So if you click on them, you know, I've kind of broken it down. Like if you go to like, that one, I've put some videos. You can hit play, I think, on the top, and, you know, just kind of showed how it was broken down, how we matched the scenes and stuff like that. And if you go back to the top, there's like Zephyr. I've been having fun working with this client, Zephyr.
Did you get that client through, was it them who you're just like, hey, I like your stuff, let's work together or something like that?
It was our friend Christiana, who you and I had been on tour with.
She worked there for a while.
But she's not there anymore. But they still came back to me and they're like, we want to do some stuff. So you can see, you know, I tried doing some of the new Maxon particle stuff in here and I had to go to X particles because I was trying to do just a simple cinnamon splat. And because particles don't interact with each other and you have to turn them into MoGraph objects, all of a sudden 1,000 particles doesn't work.
Yeah.
And so I had to go back to X particles. But you know, there was some stuff I really wanted to do with more liquid and stuff. And I think this year we may be working on like a holiday spot for them. Mm-hmm. And I would love to try some of the liquid stuff that they got going on, you know, just to do it.
Have you played around with it at all yet?
I've been meaning to.
Yeah.
But
you're probably like stuck in like client
mode. No, I upgraded.
With... Okay, cool.
No, I finally upgraded because I was on Octane 23 and I was on Maxon, you know, 2024.5, and everything's upgraded now. I've had some crashes and things, but I can't tell if it's just because I'm working on a really big project.
I need to steal this one. I worked on this one too.
Yeah, you worked on that one too. There's a couple you worked on. The Dead Mouse one, yeah, Dead Mouse and one, yeah, there might be some other things in there. Bush Gardens. Yeah. Yeah, there's some fun stuff in there. There's one for SNL, that one there with that one.
Camila Cabello.
Yeah, and Willow Smith. It kind of sucks because it was like you can even see there that they were setting up.
Yeah.
On stage there, for SNL, and I told my mom my stuff's gonna be on SNL.
Yeah.
And then she got there to rehearsals and she's like, "Well, what about the classic stage?" And they're like, "But you wanted this. We have to put it on the stage." She's like, "No, I want the classic SNL stage." So they took it down. They're like, "You know, if we take this down, we can't put it back up. We've been here for 3 days building it."
Oh.
I was sleeping on the floor in my office trying to get it done, and she just shows up and just scraps the whole thing. But she did use it later in some stuff, you know. But I wanted to say that my stuff was on SNL, but I don't get to say that yet.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. She used it later, but it's like on a screen. It's not the same, you know. But it was doing that whole gag, whole perspective gag. And then the razor one, I've got a behind the scenes on. Yeah, the beard thing. I got a behind the scenes reel that I'm gonna post at some point on how I made this, and it's kind of an interesting style of TikTok reel, whatever that I want to post.
You did this one just for fun, right? Mm-hmm. Was that just a personal project?
I pick a brand every year that I really like, and I make them a spot.
Yeah.
Every October, November, and I send it to them, and I would say, I haven't done it that many times, but I'd say most of the time they really like it, and then they come back to me for work.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. I did it with, so a lot of times they become clients. I'm like, here, I'm doing a thing to practice a technique for a company I like.
Yeah.
And so here it is. I did the one for Happy Caps and, they became a client. So it's pretty cool. I wanted to do some product renders just to have more product renders on my site. And, it doesn't take that much to set up a little setup, and I did it, and I said, here, I was doing this thing, if you want these, and they used them, and then they came back, so it's, and they sent me some free product.
That's nice.
Which, if you don't know what that product is,
just Google it, you'll find out.
So I mean, you don't really have to go through everything here, it's just, I was just saying, we kind of redid the site and things.
I mean,
and
that's,
it's just nice.
It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work to rebrand a site, especially when you haven't updated the stuff. Like, I know I'm freelancing at ABC that I mention every week, and we have a couple of people who are updating the site with all the work, who are constantly updating the work that we have been doing, which is, it's crazy. And so having to do it all yourself, it's a lot of work. So,
I mean, in every page, if you want to do a case study and then you want to do the LinkedIn and you want to link to it, you got to have at least a couple paragraphs. So, ChatGPT helps me write things and it puts M dashes and everything. And then I delete them. And I love that when I tell it not to do M dashes, it does it anyway. And I'm like, what do I tell you every single time? And it's like, no M dashes. But the way it says it is passive aggressive. Uh-huh. It says, okay, M dash, I won't do that anymore.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, that is so passive aggressive. I even saw a thing where, what's his name? The ChatGPT guy, my mind is blank.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
He was being interviewed about the M dashes, and they're gonna pull back on the M dashes. Because now, even if you write an M dash, people think it's AI, so you can't use the M dash. You've ruined it.
Yeah. The number one way I think to know, well, the number one way for me to notice that it's a it's an AI written thing is if they're using emojis and lists.
Yes.
It's the number one thing.
When
I was sending off
that.
Nah,
the emojis.
When I was sending off like resumes and stuff like that, I was using ChatGPT to help me, write cover letters and stuff, and it would do these emojis and lists. And I'm like, never do emojis and lists. It's like the number one way for people to know.
And it says okay with an emoji of an okay.
Right. Yeah, it's so dumb. And like that whole, I've talked about this before, the whole thing of like trying to apply for jobs while you're using ChatGPT. It's like you have got to get past their AI first with your AI that you're using.
Oh my God.
Just to get one person to look at your resume, you know, or your website or whatever. It's pretty ridiculous.
And we can talk about AI too. I guess the one other thing I wanted to mention is, you know, I have been working on a lot of stuff that's like NDA, and that kind of sucks because when you're on NDA stuff, or not even necessarily NDA, but like it's NDA until you're done, but you can say you worked on it, but you still, like, it's hard to show off, especially when you're working with a big team and it's a different company.
It's
like,
exactly. It's different, like, when you're working as a freelancer almost for them.
Right.
You can't put that on your business site, like, hey, I did this work.
You can say that you worked on it. There's a ton of stuff that I've been working on with Black Box. You know, that's John Lepore's company this year. And, you know, there's not the only thing that he has posted, which I can say, you know, I helped work on, is the IndyCar stuff, which was so much fun. It was a lot of work. It was very intricate. But all the IndyCar, you know, package, you know, there, he does have a video up on it. You could, and I'm guessing, you know, maybe I think I just reposted that reel he did, but I don't know if you can see his reel he did, but there was, you know, there's so much.
As far as
like how intricate it is.
What's the Instagram?
It might just be on John Lepore's Instagram.
Johnny
Motion.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So he did a reel.
He just did the concept stuff. He pinned that one. Here, let me get to.
And that's the thing. I don't even know how much he can show. Either. But it was up there. If you go back up, it was keep going right there on the left with the six.
This one?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So, and there's one next to it too. So this was really cool. This is like HUD, but it, you know, the great part about working with John Lepore is you can think as far outside of the box as you want.
Yeah.
Right. Don't worry about if it can be pulled off. Right. Just, you know, we're going to think big and then ask later, hey, is this actually technically possible? So those 3D renders and stuff of the car I did, like the in car, is just kind of a behind the scenes thing. But working on this project was so great. It was so much fun. It was so much fun. You know, that was such a cool concept, being able to get, you know, that HUD thing onto the actual real-time footage of the cars.
Yeah.
You know, and luckily we don't have to figure out how that happens. It's just
I was
going to
ask
right,
you. I was like, do you know, are they using well, because
there's companies that just specialize.
You know, I recently did some work with a company where we were recreating It was similar to like the SpongeBob Super Bowl, you know, like these sports teams, they've got sensors in everything, you know? So it's like, why not use that for motion capture or whatever? And you can redo the thing. I didn't know if they had something like this where it's like they can pull every single sensor, every single thing from this and be able to. So rad.
There's so much data,
you know,
data in all of these.
And I know with ours in particular, we were using not Unreal, the other one. What's the other one? Not Unreal. The other video game engine.
Unity.
Yeah, they were using Unity in order to drive all that stuff. You know, I'm curious if it's something similar.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really know because it kind of gets handed off.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And but you know, working on projects like that, you don't realize how much goes into something like that. It's like, well, what if first place goes to second place?
Mm-hmm.
How does that animate? What if it goes back the other way? What if second place drops down to 10th place, so it has to go really far, but then it's a small tile? And you know, there's all of these things. Well, what if this happens on the field? Is there an animation? You know, gamifying stuff. So you know, there's nothing really that I can show
For sure.
Online, unfortunately, like to because it's not my project, you know what I mean? And I work on a lot of projects like that, and it's hard as, you know, somebody trying to pitch yourself to say, no, I can do all this stuff, because you have no way to tell the world that you can do that stuff. You just have to work with those people and hope you get other gigs with them, and word of mouth, and it spreads. It's kind of like a secret NDA world. So, you know, so like, I don't know, I can post maybe like two projects a year publicly on my website, and that's about it.
That was one of the hard things working on the Madden stuff that we did, is that, like, you know, you would go through it for a whole year, and then you'd have to wait until, you know,
the next year.
Yeah, the next year, you know.
And you're already like, oh, I hate that stuff. That's
I know, that stuff is horrible. When I went off on my own, you know, it was like, okay, I got to do my demo reel, but everything is just Madden, you know. It was it was terrible. Yeah.
So I know we only got 15 minutes left. So I do have some notes on like personal projects and AI.
Yeah. Right?
And so, you know, at this point, we're all just selling ourselves to each other. Like it's not even like brand selling to us, or like everybody has an Instagram or a TikTok, and you're talking in front of it or posting stuff, and you're selling yourself to other people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's brand selling. It's your brand selling to other people's brands at this point, you know, and there's so much noise out there.
There is. Yeah.
There's so much noise. And here's the problem. I was just talking to John Haley and I think Vernon this morning on Discord about this. I sat down the other day. I'm like, maybe I could do a daily. I have a little bit of time. And I looked through some stuff and I try and get some ideas. And, you know, you have to be in the mood, you know.
Yeah.
And I sit down and I open everything up, and there's my blank Cinema 4D with the cube. And, you know, what am I going to do? And I'm like, I'm going to try this liquid stuff real quick. And I don't know what I'm doing. I haven't watched anything on it. And I put a couple things in there and it crashes.
It's pretty easy. Well, yes, it's pretty easy to, it's pretty easy to get in to. I will say that, like, if you know the general way C4D likes to do things, especially with the particles, you'll kind of understand it. But yes,
it was easy to figure out.
Yeah. I ran into that issue as well.
We did this right away. I'm like,
We did. I had to make sure that I upgraded like my Octane as well as my C40 and make sure I'm the newest versions of them. But yeah, like, we did live stream the other night where it was testing out the liquids, and we crashed it really quick, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it does. But the thing is, I was like, all right, I'm not going to learn this right now. I know I might use it later. I know where it is. I kind of know what tutorials I need to do if I need to get to it. But I just, you know, what am I going to do? Post it online, have another freaking stick or something with a bunch of honey coming down on it. Everybody's doing it. Like,
no offense, EJ.
Well, EJ is the one teaching everybody else to do it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like, you know, oh, testing a blob of caramel. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't want to post that. And I'm like, okay, well, maybe if I just did it regular daily. And I'm like, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
What am I going to do? Because at this point, I feel like unless I'm learning something new, it's kind of like, why am I doing it? I don't know. I'd rather just sit down and, you know, play with the COD squad, you know. We have a lot of people on Discord that play Call of Duty, and
that's
it's
funny.
A lot.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I would rather do that with my free time, because I don't know. I'm at the point where I feel like if I'm doing a personal project, I don't know. If I'm not learning something, I might be doing it for the art, I guess. But also, if I post it, it's going to look like any other thing that comes across your feed or anything that AI could have done in 30 seconds. And it's just more noise. And I just feel like it's pointless to post a daily. Like, it's not benefiting me. It's not going to get me any more clout. It's going to give me like 3 likes on Instagram. And and I just, it just feels pointless. And so, rather than do that, and what I have been doing is using AI in my free time, you know, to learn more about AI, because I do integrate it into some of the stuff, right? Like, I know AI gets a lot of hate.
Yeah.
But I'm all for conserving energy and the environment and stuff. But like, I feel like people are picking and choosing what to hate. And when it's NFTs, it was the same thing. It was like, how much is, you know, gas costing and the environment and all this stuff. And I understand those concerns. However, now it's kind of coming out how much this is actually like costing environmentally, right? Like 300 ChatGPT inquiries is 1.5 liters of water.
Yeah.
Okay. And you're like, oh, okay. Well, you know, conserve, you know, I don't want to be wasting all of that water. But then when you think, how much water does a hamburger take? Well, it takes between 2,400 and 18,000 liters of water for one hamburger. I've seen different numbers.
Yeah.
But for one hamburger, it's infinitely more than like 300 ChatGPT inquiries. So
I saw something that they said doing one Google VO thing is like running your microwave for an hour straight. I was like, all right, that's a lot of energy.
Well, do you have an efficient microwave? See, but that's the thing. I just like, I'm all about the efficiency and stuff, but like I feel like, well, maybe it's better if I just don't eat burgers rather than not using. Maybe I can do a trade off here, you know, like a carbon credit.
So
kind
you're,
of a thing.
So you're, I'm, you know? You're going vegetarian in order to justify your ChatGPT uses.
Right. Yeah, I'm eating less anyway.
Right.
You know, so I don't know. It's a tough thing. I really don't know the answer. I don't. You know, I'm still kind of.
You know, the way I see it is. We talked about this last week where it's like it's so new and so fresh, and you know, we all like to complain about it because I mean that's what we did when like cell phones came out, you know, we complained, mm-hmm. Oh, now everyone's gonna start shooting video and it's not gonna be good quality and whatever, you know. Thanks, Sanjay.
What?
He's what just big shout out to Otoy, our sponsor, by the way. Oh, which I didn't do. Hold on. Let me do that quick. No, I want to give a big shout out to Otoy, our sponsor, for sponsoring the podcast and the website. They're a universal sponsor. You know them. You love them. They're the makers of Octane Render and the Render Network. With Octane Render, you can render your super photorealistic renders in a fraction of the time. And for those extra little things of that need an extra boost of power, the Render Network has you covered. You can try them. Try it. .rendernetwork.com. Yeah, so Fancher pointed out because we had a pretty beefy you put the glasses back. We had a pretty
Put my light back.
Yeah. We had a pretty beefy render and I reached out to Sunny over at the Render Network and I was like, "Hey, I got a pretty beefy thing. I'd love to be able to throw it on there. Can you throw me some tokens?" And he did. And we're joking around $7,000 how many microwaves. Anyway, but yeah, it's the same thing. It's like we who have been in this industry for a really long time, we're pretty worried about it. But I don't think a younger generation who is just now getting fresh into it, they're probably a lot more excited about it.
You know? I think I'm still using more energy doing renders right now than anything I'm doing AI. But, you know, and I've put those plugs on, which you have too, those little Govee plugs to start monitoring your wattage and really start paying attention to that stuff. And, you know, energy prices are about to skyrocket. I hope you know. So your electricity bill is going to be the cost of your mortgage in the next 10 years.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Guaranteed. So I won't get into politics, but liquid natural gas, man. Let's see. So as far as AI, what I wanted to say about the AI stuff is there's different ways I'm using it in production.
Yeah.
Like for one. I don't know if you want to pull up my Instagram account. I'll show you real quick. Yeah. There's a particular, now this isn't necessarily my prompt, but this is my, what I'm going for is, there's that one. That one is like the kind of a mall, here's what I called it. Nostalgia for a retro past in a non-existent yet familiar dimension.
What are you using for that? Is this all Midjourney?
This is Midjourney, and I am so surprised that more people are not talking about Midjourney video because it blows everything else out of the water. I subscribed to the Google one for a month just to check it out. Meh. It's cool in what it does, but I feel like everything is just people.
Yeah.
You know, I'm taking like old photos of mine and it's animating them, and I notice things about like, you know, I've been animating my kids' toys. Which
yeah,
you did too.
Yeah. That's a lot of
fun. It's so good.
Yeah, it's so good. Yeah.
And like, and you get a lot of credits and it's fast.
Yeah.
And so like, this is what I made with it. Like this nostalgic kind of alternate dimension mall thing. And then that other one that I was before that, which is the longer one, which is the, you know, it's supposed
so cool.
to be like these stores, you know, and I put like this weird music on it. I'm real big into this Kmart album.
That's funny.
But
I did really this one. Top fun. Ways to stop to spot an AI fake. Here's your top way to spot an AI fake.
Number 11.
Yeah.
My hands.
Yeah. Were you using two hands or did you actually use AI?
No, I didn't use AI. I just cut my hand out and with a really crappy mask and put it on top of itself. It's an awful. It took me 2 seconds. Yeah.
That's good. It's good. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, this has been really fun to do, but also it's about using it in production, and it's little things, right? I'm using a lot of ChatGPT. So if you go to the Instagram for camp and you go back, and of course, one went up as an ad, and of course I'm getting AI hate. Oh, this is unoriginal. It's like, dude, I literally puppeted this puppet and did the voice myself.
You know what? This was fantastic though. Like, this was one of those things where it's like you were talking about the process for this and I thought it was fantastic. It's like you would talk to me a bit about
I'll walk
it because this,
it.
This
are you able to pause it are you able to pause I don't know
yeah
okay.
I don't think I can start
all right, so I shot this all on green screen, right? And so at the beginning, he's kind of freaks out, right? And I used Runway for this because you can do this style transfer thing, right? So I took this and I brought it into Magnific AI.
Yeah.
And I said, make him look like Van Gogh or Picasso or, these different styles, right?
Yeah.
On this one frame. And you take that one frame and you put it back into Runway because you can do a first frame style transfer.
Yeah.
So I would make that first frame a different style, I would put it into Runway and say, just take this video on the green screen and turn them into this thing instead. And it would just transfer that style to the whole clip.
It was crazy to me how well the textures stuck.
Oh, it just
was the thing that just blew me away. It's like, oh my gosh, this looks like an animated thing. It looks like real, like you spent a lot of time on it,
Yeah.
Versus and then, just a style transfer.
ChatGPT is so good at doing stuff though for just little things you have to do. Like I had the whole script in there and I said he wakes up in a bed.
Yeah.
And so I need a bed from this angle and there needs to be the wall. And it on its own came up with the idea that on the walls there should be like an old picture of him, his grandfather, and a wanted poster, right? And it had photos of him that I uploaded, and so it came up with illustrations of his grandfather with the peg leg and the wanted poster. And what does it say in the
it says 10 exposure bucks?
Yeah. 10 exposure bucks. It came up with that on its own.
Really?
Because it knows my style and it knows me and everything else I'm working on. So I wrote the script and I did all the puppeteering, but it's just helping me do this stuff. This is, how long would it have taken me to make a fake illustration of him?
Oh yeah.
And to do the poster and do all of that. And so then this scene right here, he's on the TV, right? So I needed a puppet that looked like an anchor, right? Yeah. That is the pirate puppet. And I went into Photoshop and I said, change this into a suit and change this hat into hair and all of that, right? And I did the stuff you would do with AI in Photoshop on the first frame. Went back to Runway and it changed the whole thing. So that is the pirate, right? And then I'm like, well, I need the back of his head. And I already shot it and I put everything away. And I was like, well, I need a good shot of the back of the pirate's head. I said, ChatGPT, make me a still of the back of that pirate's head, puppet's head. And it made the back of the head for me. Cut it out, put it into the scene in After Effects. And then I said, it's the reverse shot of the bed and he's looking at the TV and it made that background for me. I made this whole spot in one day.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. I spent a lot of time on it and creativity and did all of this. And then I just get people hating on it.
Yeah.
Oh, this is uncreative because you used AI for a few things. Like, dude, it's just something that helps you just like anything else.
Yeah.
It's just like back when we used to joke about did you build the software yourself that you use to make that animation?
Yeah.
No, it's just so crazy, to me that people are hating on it that much when it's helping your workflow. And in the end, what's going to happen is it's going to get easier and easier. And we're going to again, I've said it before, we're just going to be storytellers.
Yeah.
And it's, there's going to be a lot of noise, and it's really going to be about who can tell the best story using tools, and it levels the playing field. Think about these vibe coders and stuff now, right? Mm-hmm. They don't really know code. They're vibe coding with ChatGPT, and people who wouldn't ever be able to do programming are able to take their creative ideas and turn them into a program because they have that help. So now it's just about your imagination. It's not about your technical know-how anymore.
For those who haven't watched the RenderCon videos, go back and watch the one with Ahmad Mostique that Jules is interviewing him with. He talks a lot about that, where, you know, all these tools are going to become second nature. And really the biggest thing is we're all going to become storytellers, and the ones that are going to be successful are the ones that tell the great story, you know, the ones that entertain us really well, the ones that entice us, the ones that we fall in love with. You know, it's the same thing. It's why, you know, it's why I think that's why television, you know, became so much more popular, you know, because once kind of like digital and TiVo and stuff, because you could tell this continuing story and stuff like that, or especially Netflix was much more willing to do like a slow burn because the storytelling was just so much better. And that's what you're going to have with AI, you know, like the people who can do it well, who can like use those tools in order to create an awesome story or something that's really engaging, that's the ones that are going to win out. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's really what it is. Like, you know, it doesn't mean you're not an artist. It doesn't mean you can't do stuff for fun. It doesn't mean that you know, that the creativity is gone. You're just doing it a different way. And I don't know, the stigma's going to go away. And it's just going to be tools again. You know, it's, well, we've got to adapt or die, right?
So, Yeah. Especially in our industry, you know, I feel like we've had to adapt. What, four or five times already?
So many times.
You and I, at least, you know, the older generation.
Yeah.
Like, we went
but
from,
I will say, oh, yeah.
VHS to DVD, you know, digital, film to digital, you know, iPhones to portable cameras, you know,
that's
online stuff.
It's all,
our whole career, it's just adapting to the next best thing. Yeah.
But I will say, the project I'm working on right now, especially, is a good example of the fact that, a lot of people do now. They do the style frames using Midjourney. And Midjourney was great at giving me ideas, but it couldn't come close to what I'm having to produce for the client.
Yes.
You know, it was still messy. Yeah. It was still not doing things right. It still is not there. And there's still stuff that, you know, as a professional, your job's not quite on the line yet.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You don't have to adapt yet.
I will 100% agree with you. I was talking to Pickle Nick. Pickle Nick and I have lunch every Mondays where we just talk books and everything, you know. But I was talking to him because I'm having him do some of the like just little social clips for MoGraph, you know, and we're using a company called Opus Clips, you know, that you upload it and then it pulls stuff. And I've been doing some of the, me personally, I've been doing some of the RenderCon editing. So like they, Otoy gave me a bunch of their videos and stuff like that, and they wanted them cut down into these short little snippets. And I was like, well, we could try using AI, or I could cut it myself. And they were like, well, let's do a mixture of both, you know? And I have found the ones that I do myself are exponentially better than the ones that AI are pulling.
For sure.
Because when I'm going through it, I can go through and I can find a concise beginning, middle, and end thought for the entire thing versus AI. It's like, okay, what are the buzzwords that I'm seeing off of this? This will get me 96% virality or whatever. And it's like, that's just a BS number that you just came up with, you know? Yeah.
Well, it's talking about keywords and stuff. And so, like, I used to use Opus Clips, and what I've been doing recently is I bring it all into Premiere. I export, I have it, you know, do the transcript, export the transcript, tell ChatGPT to pull me some good clips with time codes.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Only use O3. Don't use 4. It's terrible at it, and it makes up, it hallucinates quotes. You got to use O3. O3 is the best one to use. It takes a little longer. O3 is the highest. It's the absolute best. So much better. Use O3, have it pull those things for you. Then take those quotes, and then you can, in Premiere, you can edit with text now.
Yeah.
So you just you know, take the text and edit it and you're done
That's a
quickly.
good
But
idea.
then you still have some of your own thought process. Like, here's some good quotes, some good times, and then you kind of build around that. And then it does, you know, it does all those, you know, you can like pre-program templates to make the words pop up like Opus does,
It's
and
super
then you don't have
nice.
to pay for Opus. So, you know.
So,
But hey,
all
I got through
right.
my notes.
All right. Dave, it was so good to have you. We got to have you back. We got to have you back. Anytime you
Yeah,
want to
see,
come
it's
on,
better when
just.
I package it all up for 6 months into one nice
So we'll have you back
vomit
in
of
6 months. We'll do the the Christmas show. I gotta figure out what I'm gonna do for like the Christmas and Halloween episode. Maybe I'll just skip them all together.
Just put an overlay of snow. You'll be fine.
Cool. Oh, I don't even have my notes up. I should have had my
Oh, I
notes
love you
up. See,
too.
this is the bad part about not being prepared. Weekly MoGraph list. There we go. You know? So, Dave, where can everyone find you?
Okay, so my company, nexusmotion.com, Nexus Motion on Instagram. I'm MoGraph Dave on Instagram and TikTok, but I stream on TikTok under Zeta.art, Zeta, and that's my website as well, which I paid way too much for the name. But it's kind of just a place for me just to throw my random crap, whatever it is. So it's going to be AI, animations, experiments, DJ, VJ, v and video games. That's where I stream Call of Duty and Prop Hunter. It's just a bunch of crap. But if you want to see me streaming, I'm on there.
Awesome.
MoGraph Dave or Zeta.art.
Awesome. And
So, yeah.
make sure and grab your MoGraph or your Camp MoGraph tickets by Friday, for
Better
everyone.
hurry.
Yeah,
Better
better hurry.
hurry. Yeah. And
So,
if you're coming, make sure you go to that portal and put all your info in for your shuttle.
yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Awesome. So, thanks to everyone for joining. Make sure to follow us on all the socials, especially YouTube and Twitch. We've been doing our weekly MoGraph Hangouts every Thursday. It's been a lot of fun. Last week, I fell in love with AI because we were using Sparse 3D, or it was basically you could input a picture and create a like it would create a 3D model that you could use like in the background and stuff like that for stuff. And it was really awesome. Y'all should go back and check out last week's live stream. But we're gonna continue doing it again this week. I've got some ideas for some stuff which coming up, whatever. Next week we've got Tokyo Megaplex, Christopher Rutledge coming on the show, so that's gonna be a lot of
Nice.
fun. And if you haven't done it already, make sure to sign up for your very own MoGraph.com account. It's a one-stop shop for everything a motion designer needs. You can showcase your demo reel, projects you've worked on, post jobs, apply for jobs, sell your digital goods, find meetup groups, or start one of your own, and so much more is planned. We're almost at the 800 mark. So sign up if you don't have one already. Get us over that 800 member mark, which would be great.
It's pretty good, I guess.
It's pretty good. There you go.
He said the thing.
He said the thing. So thanks to everyone for joining us. We will see you next week. Until next week, I'm Matt.
And I'm Dave.
Later, yo.
Pretty good, I guess.